Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. Today it's Monday, 11th of March. Firstly, in Thailand, six homemade bombs exploded at different locations in Pakpayun district of southern Pathalung province yesterday. Later, three bombs were discovered and destroyed in the same district. Train services were suspended for 3 hours. There were no casualties from the bombings, but the shops in different locations were damaged. Separatist insurgents have been seeking to create in southern Thailand through such terror attacks and put pressure on the military before the general elections. This is significant because the province has been void of incidents. The incidents have normally been confined to provinces of Narithabat, Songkla, Pattani and Yala. The incidents in Pathalung province signifies a change in modus operandi and possibly diverging goals between various leaders of complex insurgent groups. A security alert has been issued by authorities in the Pathalung province. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution while traveling in the southern provinces of Thailand. Also in Thailand, Prachathai Party candidate Michai Kaiseng, contesting in the March 24th elections from Constituency 2 of northeastern province of Kalasin, has ended his candidacy and party membership, citing lack of support from the party. Michai said since the party's provincial office was opened, he has not received any financial support from the party, leading to unpaid bills for the office. However, other party candidates will continue their campaign in the province. In Indonesia, former Army General Mujdi Horoprojono has declared his support for President Joko Widodo. Retired military officials are seen as an influential factor in the upcoming presidential elections in April. The support from the retired general comes after Joko Widodo agreed to provide more civilian posts to active military personnel in the government institutions. Widodo's challenger, Prabowo Subianto, a former military general himself, has claimed that he has more former generals supporting him. In the Philippines Air Forces have launched airstrikes in Sulu province yesterday, targeting hideouts of the Abu Sayyaf group. The air raid was conducted after the intelligence agencies confirmed that the Abu Sayyaf group was plotting terror attacks in the area. No casualties have been reported so far. Military spokesperson said there would be no let-up in military offensive and a clearing operation is ongoing by the ground forces to flush out the Abu Sayyaf members. Also in the Philippines, the Demen Shipyard group from the Netherlands has expressed its interest in taking over the ownership of Hanjin Heavy Industries and Constructions Philippines. The two companies have different production models. Hanjin is involved in building large container ships, whereas Demen Shipyard is focused on smaller vessels like yachts, tugboats, and cruise ships. Hanjin Heavy Industries and Construction Philippines was established in 2006 as a subsidiary of South Korean firm Hanjin Heavy Industries and Construction Company Limited. It declared bankruptcy as it was unable to repay a loan of $400 million to the Filipino banks and another loan of $900 million to South Korean lenders. In Malaysia, Malaysian police have increased their alert level following the arrest of 9 terror suspects last month. Some of the arrested suspects belong to Ansar Sharia Al Tunisia group, which has been banned by the UN as an international group responsible for planning large-scale attacks in several countries. A spokesman in a statement said yesterday that Malaysia will cooperate with foreign intelligence agencies to identify and arrest the members of terror groups. Some of the common methods adopted by foreign terrorists include marrying locals to get a spouse visa or using student visa or setting up businesses in Malaysia. In Myanmar, 9 policemen have been killed and another missing in a militant attack in Yok Toyok village, north of Sitwe, capital of the Western Rakhine state. Weapons were reportedly stolen from the local police station. No insurgent group has taken responsibility for the attack yet. However, it is alleged that the Arakan army is involved in the attack. The group was formed in 2009 and have several thousand recruits seeking independence and protection of the Arakan people from the Myanmar government. The Rakhine state is plagued by separatist violence since 2017 after a military offensive which has forced more than 7 million Rohingya Muslims to cross into Bangladesh as refugees. In China, China's central bank governor said yesterday that China and the US are close to securing a currency deal in the ongoing trade negotiations. According to the agreement, China would not manipulate its currency to keep the Chinese-made goods cheap and gain a competitive advantage in the international market. China has made similar commitments in several other multilateral agreements. However, it is unclear on how the deal will be enforced and how both China and the US should respect each other's monetary policy. The United States President Donald Trump has accused China of devaluing its currency and has threatened to impose sanctions on Chinese goods worth more than $250 billion. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts, and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.